made my predictions.
Oh, fuck off.
Cheeky bastard. Hello and welcome to the City. This is episode 14 of Arcade City's podcast. We're 14.
I think so. Yes, because we said it's on the
song. Episode 14. I'm your host, Matt Stevens, and I'm joined by Warwick Hart.
Hello.
Paul Newton.
Good evening.
We have our news editor, Mark Berry, here again.
Sup.
He's a little tired because he's just run a marathon.
Very sleepy.
Good lad.
Which is
good
a poor lad. Excuse, yes. I think, for being chirpy.
Yeah, should be committed to the Arcade City podcast. Apologies.
You'll see that we're a seat missing as well. It's a sore subject, so we won't talk about that. but we might have a visitor in about 20 minutes or whenever he's...
decides to show up.
Finish dicking around. Yeah, absolutely. So there we go. So what we thought we'd do is instead of bringing you just a normal podcast, we're going to have a bit of a special one and talk about some of our predictions for E3. So I invited the guys round, and what I did...
Gave us homework.
We gave you some awesome homework. I said, well, I want 10... Top 10 predictions for E3 2015. Okay.
Definitely didn't do it 5 minutes ago.
You definitely didn't do it for... Oh, I didn't.
I didn't.
When did you do yours?
Yesterday.
Okay. Oh, there you go, that's fine.
I did it 5 minutes ago.
No, you didn't. You were doing them this morning. Stop lying.
Well, I was running around in the marathon.
I did mine, at 2:50 this afternoon.
Okay. I gave you all a month's notice, and that's fine. But then again, I only did mine yesterday, so...
Tommy, it only took 5 minutes, so I found 5 minutes.
You had yours when I arrived.
Before yesterday, sorry.
You're a liar.
Why? Why'd you do that? Are we going to do this?
Because I look like a Neapolitan ice cream with sunburn.
It's absolutely. So what we're going to do is, I thought should we go around the four of us and list them off, and then when His Royal Highness decides to turn up, once he's had his dinner cooked for by his mummy, then we can. He's run a marathon as well. Poor woman.
Who did?
His mum.
His mum.
She's cooking him dinner.
What the hell? That is.
Where have you been? Give me a dinner.
I didn't realize she'd run
it's a poor
it
show, Mark. It's a poor show.
So we'll go around and then we'll save him till last, shall we? So
that's
whenever
he
turns
beating
up, we'll go from there. So I thought. So what we do is we all know what E3 is. We'll do lots of sort of reading up on things and each year and stuff. And there was a good year last year. I remember predicting a few things in my head last year that all came true, which was quite cool.
I predicted some in my head as well. They came true.
Yeah, there you go.
I predicted some in my head. They didn't come true.
I think we'll go around. We'll go around kind of clockwise. Okay.
Yeah.
Who wants to go first?
Well, should we go that way? So
why don't you go first, leader?
All right.
From the front.
My number one prediction for E3. You ready?
So is this your number one, like the most...
These are in no particular order.
Okay.
Good.
These are in no particular order. Okay. Right. My first prediction for
E3.
Don't look at them. That's not fair. Right, my first prediction for E3 will be a new Banjo-Kazooie game will be revealed.
I heard about it. Well, I heard that there might be one.
Yeah.
Because obviously something with... Is it Rare?
Yep.
I've come out of the paperwork and... Is that or some other games funny enough? And I think I've got one of the others.
Rare haven't made anything since Kinect Sports and they've been very quiet. And we know that they're working on something.
Yep.
There's been rumblings of a new Battletoads game.
That's right.
Which was going to be one of my other predictions, but I didn't write it on in the end. I thought Battletoads. But the world needs a new Banjo-Kazooie game.
As long as it's better than the last one.
I really like Nuts and Bolts before you slag it off. It was fucking fantastic. Did you play it?
I played a demo of it.
There you go. That's why. I played the demo. Didn't really like it. Bought the game as it was really cheap. I could not stop playing it. It was so much fun. I made the Batmobile. And that was my vehicle for the game. I made the Batmobile.
You can make your own vehicle.
You can make your own vehicle. Yeah. I made a Millennium Falcon.
The game's called Nuts and Bolts. You make anything.
You can make anything.
I remember playing the original Banjo-Kazooie on and Banjo-Tooie on the N64. Well, I didn't realise
it's awesome. It's so good. You should pick up a copy if you've still got your 360. I made the Millennium Falcon.
That's pretty cool.
I made the Millennium Falcon. What?
How long did that take you?
To make it.
Did you get blueprints off the
15
internet?
Minutes.
Did you make
it? No, I just made it. 15, 20 minutes. It's awesome.
To make the
Millennium Falcon. Yeah, and it flew around. It was awesome. But Banjo-Kazooie really needs
a
new game.
Was it a light-to-light replica?
Scaled-down model?
Yeah, of course it was.
1 to 16.
Well,
scale model.
Well, seeing as it doesn't exist,
hang about.
Depends on the size of the TV.
I suppose. No, it was good. It had the circle bit at the back with the light, blue lights coming out, which were just like loads of rocket. As you go through the game, you start with propellers.
Yeah.
And then you move on to like rockets and then really big rockets and things. So I had all blue rockets around the back. So it lit up really cool. And I did it in the same shape and things. And I even had a little R2-D2 thing. What?
Is it square?
No, it was circular. It looked like a Millennium Falcon. Why being a troll?
Because
you're tired. Okay. That's my number one prediction. What do we reckon the likelihood of that happening?
Well, what leads on to one of my predictions.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, we're going to go like this.
Then, yes.
Should we go around like that? That might be quite fun, actually.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I'll take
three games that Rare are likely to make. Okay. And the one I've got written down.
Right, read out your full prediction.
New Perfect Dark Zero.
Oh, that was going to be one of mine.
Yeah, it's one of mine. I think out of the two games, apparently it's going to be on Xbox.
Yeah.
I reckon Perfect Dark is going to be a better fit for the Xbox then. Watching bad.
Does the world need a new Perfect Dark? Or at least a remaster? Will it be a remaster? Is that what you're thinking?
No. It'll be the next one in the franchise. Oh, series.
So
sequel to Perfect Dark.
Yeah.
So Perfect Dark 2.
Yeah.
I don't think without the original Rare team there, it's not worth trying, is it really? Let's be honest. Perfect Dark Zero was a big pile of toss.
That was a launch title.
It was a launch title for 360.
Did you have
balls?
I got it. I didn't get 360 at launch, but I got it, and it was terrible.
Balls.
I've got Perfect Dark on the Xbox 360. We can do a Let's Play there. It's four player.
The original. Yeah, they did a remaster.
We could do that.
I got that.
That'd be interesting. Mm. Okay, I like that.
Yeah, so that's obviously just lean on your one. You think it's Banjo-Kazooie. I think it's Perfect Dark.
Okay.
I didn't have any of that.
Okay. Do you want to tell us one of yours?
Well, it's kind of a cheating one because it's more than likely going to happen. But
I'm sure some of us have probably got the same predictions.
Probably. Yeah. With Bethesda being there, it's going to be a Fallout 4 announcement.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's
one of
mine.
There's an easy one. Bosh.
Paul, did you put Fallout 4 as one of your predictions?
No, I didn't actually.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was a bit obvious. I didn't bother.
We're saying that.
I thought it was obvious and I did.
There's been so many talkings and rumblings of it and rumours and all sorts. And there was loads of stuff leaked about it, wasn't it? And they reckon it's set in...
But I mean, if we're keeping on the whole thing of Bethesda,
okay.
Oh, my prediction was, it's not really, we all know it's coming, it was Doom. Hold on, let me just get my, I don't need it. I think Doom is going to be shown, and I reckon it's going to be an actual sequel and not a remake that it's being billed as, because let's face it, Doom 3 was a remake of Doom.
So to remake it again. Doom 3 was a, that's
true. It was
true,
pretty
actually.
Much a remake yeah, it was. Of the first Doom. So
yeah,
I
you
think,
go to Mars,
I think it's going to be a sequel, I think it'll be Doom 4. Maybe.
That's quite interesting.
Yeah. Wolfenstein, don't you get access to the Doom 4 beta?
Yeah. But that's, has that been gone? Has it not even started yet?
No one's seen any gameplay footage of it.
Only so people at the QuakeCon.
They will definitely show gameplay footage. I reckon they'll open with that.
Yeah.
They'll open
yeah.
with that.
I'm looking forward to that. I think that's awesome. I loved it.
Xbox.
It'll be on everything, I would have thought. Yeah.
Before the show, pretty smart.
Xbox. Aspect, won't they?
They'll do everything.
One of those timed exclusive portions.
Oh, like Lara Croft and the so what is it?
Rise
of the Tomb Raider.
That's it.
Surely the first game
should
was
be
the
Rise
of the Tomb Raider.
That, yeah.
Well, the Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
What do you mean? No, it's not, because he's already Tomb Raider.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah, that's.
But she's
yeah.
not Rise of the Tomb Raider. She's already.
No, but I think Tomb Raider
like,
is
the first
a...
one should have been called Rise of the Tomb Raider.
Yeah, the first one.
We're talking about the one back in all the PlayStation all those years ago.
No. We're talking about the one that came out, the new one that came out.
Oh, I see.
A couple of years ago. Have you played that yet? Have you had a go?
No.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's amazing. Love it.
You should. It's really, really good. It's really, really good.
Which one? Oh, the
remake.
Oh,
yeah, it's
awesome. Really good.
Really,
it's
awesome.
About £4 at the moment on Xbox Store or something, or PlayStation Store.
What are you waiting for?
It's amazing.
Go and download it and play it.
I'll be right back.
it's really, really good.
I actually preferred it to Uncharted 3.
Ooh.
I like how the levels all interconnect into one big area.
I never played Uncharted 3.
Probably reminded me of Metroid, actually, how it all.
Backtracking and stuff like that. Yeah.
Uncharted 2 is really good. I found the last boss too hard. This is why Dark
Souls.
You
spent ages on the last boss, didn't you?
I turned it down too easy in the end. It got to the point where I was just like.
You might as well just quit.
No, well, it got to the point. I think I tried it on normal. I was playing through it on normal. I attempted the end boss probably about 30 or 40 times.
Yeah, that's more than me.
And I
attempts of Adam Block.
Yeah. And it just got to the point. I wasn't getting angry or anything. I was just like, I can't be asked. So I just want to finish the story to see how it finishes. Fair. So I just turned down to easy, and then I did it first time. Not a problem.
There's final bosses in Uncharted games are always shit, aren't they? Yeah. The final boss in Uncharted games are always like a mutated creature or something.
Yeah.
Really doesn't fit in with the rest of the game.
Oh, great, but there you go.
First one where you, like, weird whatever creatures in a cave. Was that? I can't remember.
It's the first one, you get, like, a World War II bunker and all these, like, zombie type things running after you.
Yeah. It's like, where's that come from?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
A bit random.
Let's move on to another one. Mr. Mark Burry, do you want to grace us with number two?
Your
second one, should I say. Not with a number two. That would just be horrible.
Just crack it out.
I'm pretty sure we had a fantastic number two.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, loads on the marathon. I've got no, like, evidence for this, but for some reason I think that the Division will be postponed until 2016.
Yeah, that's probably right.
And you have to climb radio towers to unlock some of the maps.
Is it Ubisoft?
You had to do that in the crew as well, didn't you?
Yeah.
What
the fuck?
Could you get out of the car in the crew? Were you like climbing in the car?
It's like Batman when he goes up the wall. Was it Batman Forever? Batman and Robin, wasn't it? Who did that?
No, it's Batman Forever.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's probably
it's
a good
show.
It's not
really a good one, but I don't think they'll announce it E3.
I'm sure none of yours will be good.
That's true.
But
wait till I get to number 9, it's going to make me very angry.
Yeah, I'm sure. Warwick.
Next one or
yeah, number two. You all just
well, we kind of went over it already, so I'm just going to say it now.
Okay,
obviously it's back to Rise of the Tomb Raider. I think we're going to see some good gameplay. They've got to show some gameplay.
That's it.
Yeah, gameplay and maybe a release date, but you know, and the release date may because they've been teasing it so long now.
Release date before Christmas or after?
You know what? I was thinking about this really hard.
Yeah,
I
bet you were. I think about Lara Croft really hard
all the time. So it might even put in that cheat code everyone's been after.
Oh, that one?
Up, down, down.
I remember being at school, made a two. And I had two made a one, and a mate of mine said, oh, I know how to make a naked. You have to shoot the guns into the... to Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. But I was like, and he was absolutely adamant that's how he did it, and I was like, but the guns don't have tones, that not they don't have different pitches, so how do you go duh, 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 duh. I was like, you can't do it, and even when you hold it down she just goes
you mug.
So how much is
it? I went round to
how,
just to
how
show
long you trying? You were like,
well, I didn't
do
because
I know you're trying that thing.
Because I knew it wouldn't work. So he came round and I was we did it on my PC and I was like, look, you just press control to shoot. Like, you can't do it. And he was like, oh yeah, okay. And that was it.
Oh, there was loads of things. I heard different things of how you can make a name. I can't remember now. Just most of them involved that mansion and chasing Alfred around and shooting or something like that.
You can, in the third Tomb Raider, you can get the guns in the mansion. I used to do that. And then Alfred goes and puts some bulletproof armour. And then he holds like a tray. So as you're shooting him, he's got the tray like, ding, 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 ding.
Is his name actually Alfred, or are you just using Alfred as a generic button name?
No, probably his Alfred. Name.
Was it Alfred?
You're looking at Batman.
Oh, yeah. It's probably Alfred as well.
It's probably Jeeves.
Giles.
Actually, it might be Giles.
Maybe it's Giles.
I think it might be Giles.
It's going to be some stereotypically
British. Yeah, Giles is the robot in Iron Man, but he could be Giles as well. I think it might be Giles.
Possibly. Yeah. I think he's come over a bit, otherwise the camera might be able to see.
That's probably a good thing. I've got a really shiny...
That's okay.
Before Christmas, though.
Paul, number two. The second one.
My second prediction, which is actually my first, because I wanted to tie up one. Uncharted Trilogy Remastered.
Yeah, I think that's...
it's going to be announced and shown. I think I wouldn't be surprised if that's one of the first things shown at the Sony conference, actually.
Did you see that leak in the week?
I did.
Leak in the week?
Yeah, a picture of the product box.
Mm.
Oh, was it?
On a French website, yeah. And then it quickly got taken down. But it was Uncharted Trilogy Remastered.
By Naughty Dog or by another company?
Mm, I didn't remember seeing Naughty Dog on the picture. I might be wrong. I didn't think
it would have Naughty Dog signed to it somewhere. Maybe Bend Studios will make it.
Oh, that's a good chat. Yeah.
I also had that. I added to it and said that it would be a bundle option if you bought Uncharted 4.
They'll want to get out beforehand. You've got to think about the amount of people that have got PS4s and just never had the chance to play any of the Uncharted. Because a lot
or
of 360s.
Or Uncharted 2 on easy mode.
We've done that actually.
I'll go back and play Uncharted again. I've played that quite recently, and it's actually not that great. The first one's
alright.
Probably isn't great now. At the time,
it was great,
but
yeah. it was like playing a new Tomb Raider.
It's not great.
No, I really liked it.
Two's still the highlight of the series for me.
No, he's got this. Plenty of plot casts.
You got an Xbox One.
Smart decision, wasn't it?
Schoolboy era.
Good console.
That was your second one. Yeah, I think that's pretty likely. That I reckon that'll happen. I reckon that's a good prediction, to be honest. Yeah, that's a good prediction. My second one is Red Dead Redemption 2 will be announced with a trailer.
Yeah.
Can I get a 4 high five in the middle at the same time? Ready? No.
Oh, this is going to be
the same. Right, at the same time.
Someone's got a broken arm off this.
Okay, we're going to go 1, 2, 3, go. Oh my god.
I'll take that.
Okay, that's good. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely. Cool. Yeah,
it's a given. I think.
Well, we hope it's a given.
Can you slow down in the video? Like sparks flying out.
If only there were a fifth person here. I guess his mummy's making him do it.
Yeah, I mean it's a definite shout. Red Dead Redemption 2. Did he die in the end? I can't remember.
Spoilers!
I didn't complete it. Yes, he did. So, yes. Yeah, he did. Will it be a prequel or a different protagonist?
Probably a different protagonist. Yeah. His son.
Rockstar, don't. Yeah, but that, yeah, but then it's already turned Wild West, so the Wild West is kind of already over at that point.
Maybe it is, isn't it?
Because it's into the 1900s, doesn't it? So I don't think
they're changing. Like GTA, they change
characters. Rockstar, apart from the time period,
don't they?
Yeah.
Would they change it from Wild West and do Red Dead Redemption like early? Well, no, it is early 1900s, isn't it?
Because we've got something new to it.
I think it's 1911, it's
said. Is it 1911?
The date always stuck in my head, because it was a couple of years before Titanic.
It's 1889, I think, Red Dead starts. Red Dead Redemption starts.
It starts, yeah. But then I'm pretty sure it's 1911 by the time you catch up with it.
Yeah,
so that's when he's left the game.
So I think they're going to do another Wild West game. They'll probably take it back even further than Red Dead, I would have thought. Because if you're going to do something maybe from 1911 onwards, it's going to be like the Mafia games or L.A. Noire, so it's not going to be...
Throw one in there, then will they do a Red Dead remaster?
Yeah, I was thinking that maybe as well.
I've got unfinished business for that game, so if they do that, I'd be quite willing to buy it. But Rocksteady don't tend to do...
Rocksteady?
Rockstar.
Not Rockstar, sorry.
They've never done a remaster.
Yeah, so...
GTA.
Hello, GTA 5.
GTA 5 remaster.
I don't count it. It's just a port. They didn't remaster it. They definitely,
when they started making that game, definitely sat down with investors and were like, "It's right at the end of the generation of consoles. You need to prepare for this to be out."
So you reckon the first person mode was already there, and they just cut it out.
The concept of it was definitely enough. Pre-rendered, whatever. Yeah, absolutely, not that late in the. But I mean, that would be nice, because I'd.
Stop video, man. Stop picking.
I had to stop because I got to Mexico. No, I didn't have to stop. I got to Mexico and then that was it.
That's pretty much where I got to as well.
Yeah.
Plus, we did a few Mexican missions and then.
Jose Gonzalez playing as you go over the border. That was awesome.
Yeah, that was that's really cool. Yeah, that's pretty good. Where did we get to?
You just did yours. We agreed, aren't we?
Yeah, Mr. Berry. Well, your third one.
Star Wars Battlefront release date will be November 2015.
You got a date on it?
I went with release date because they do November issues like Call of Duty, and Battlefront. Battlefield even. So I went with
Call of Duty is like November, isn't it? It's November every year, and then all these other game providers always do theirs before, because they can't compete with Call of Duty.
What did you was that one of yours as well?
Because you said
yeah. Did you say
there's going to be some stuff, I think, next week or the week after at Star Wars Week. Star Wars is supposed to be there, isn't it? They tweeted about it the other week.
A new trailer as well.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen? I'm a bit unrelated, but have you seen all the stuff that's been supposedly leaked about the new Star Wars trailer?
No.
Okay, I won't spoil it for you, but I've read what the new trailer is from start to finish and everything that happens in it. But again, it's from a reliable source, but it's kind of like
George Lucas.
You're still talking about the film of the game?
The film, I'm talking about the film. Which is interesting, so... sorry, I just thought I'd throw that out there.
So you had Battlefront and you two didn't?
I didn't have Battlefront, no. I did think about doing it, but I think in the end it was just one of those. I don't know. Well, there were other predictions that I had at the time, so there we go. Hey!
Matt's here, yeah.
Better late than never, don't shut that. Just in case.
Straight away breaking
the rules. I don't want the cat shitting in the hallway.
Oh.
What's the time?
Meow, meow.
18.
So good.
We can get Mark's top three predictions now, can't we?
Yeah,
we
Mark, quickly, come sit down
please
smash out.
Please say you haven't done predictions.
Your top three predictions.
You need to
top three?
Top three.
No, your first three.
You've got eight.
You said to get 10.
Yeah, I said to
get
10.
Yeah. So
we're on our third.
Eight.
We've kind of been like,
come on over,
because
the
changing.
Okay. Come on over.
Let me get it off.
Say hello to everyone as well.
Hello, everyone.
And I apologise for
being
late. I apologise, but it's ribs and burgers. So. how could I avoid that? Okay, we'll go with the first three I've got written down. Titanfall 2 to get a shitty announcement trailer.
It's one of mine.
Apart from shitty
announcements.
Yeah. It'll have no gameplay.
No, I went for Titanfall 2 gameplay trailer.
I went for single player gameplay trailer as a campaign.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I think it's just going to be like a Halo one where it's like a bullet.
Oh, you love that trailer, didn't you?
Everyone get pumped for a game no one knows anything about now. Gears of War reveal for Christmas 2015 release. Ambitious, but
that's really ambitious. That will never happen.
I know.
What, you said this Christmas?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
right. Your silly one.
Yeah, it is your silly one.
Your silly one.
They're all a bit.
I've got Gears of War 4 teaser trailer. Yeah,
I didn't bother.
See, I've been ambitious because I think they need a big. They need a big game.
They need a big game, but they're not going to get out for Christmas.
They need it soon. Also, FIFA 15 will be announced. Obviously, with an underwhelming slew of new features. Last year was new emotions on the player, so he gives a fuck.
So I was going to do that, and he was like, no, you can't do that.
He's taking speed before he's come around.
No, but
that's relative because it's a new bit of gameplay that comes out. You just said FIFA 16 gets announced.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking awful!
I would have gone more detail on it.
Yeah, my detail is that players will
cry when they miss a penalty.
Yeah, there'll be some new thing that like, yeah, it's really cool, and then you play the game and it's the exact same game as it was last year.
And the year before.
Yeah, it'll be the same, and the changes that people actually want won't come. Yeah. It'll just be, oh my god, look at the new hairstyles. Isn't they?
I don't know if you add to that game.
What, to FIFA?
Yeah, it's, you know, the rules of football don't change.
Offside decisions they get wrong.
It's all about Adidas Power Soccer. That's the...
Red card.
Yes. Oh, red card. And that's pass soccer.
Sensible soccer. That's the one.
Because you could top kick a ball view, and it caught fire. Smash it.
And red card. You say Shaolong soccer.
Red card did that too, yeah.
And it was pass soccer on PlayStation.
FIFA Street. No, it's shit.
FIFA Street.
The only decent street game is NBA Street. Did you ever play that? That's
unbelievable.
That
was
it's like the NBA Jam.
Did you have that?
NBA Jam. It's like the NBA Jam. It's like the NBA Jam.
Except when you played it online and you just got dicked by people just like getting all the special moves. Yeah.
People who actually knew what they were doing with basketball.
Yeah. EA Big. Well, to them, EA Big.
Yeah. They did
SSX
games.
Yeah.
Last SSX game was
shit. I really liked Amped. Amped 3.
SSX Tricky, that was the best.
Yeah, that was good. So World Tour was good as well. Actually, not World Tour, just 3. 3 was good.
Is that one of the skiing?
No, that was World Tour.
So Titanfall 2.
It'll get a really bad announcement trailer that will show us nothing about
like
the game.
A close up of a
their
face and
yeah
then pull out and it just gets in a mech and
like, or it'll just be like the arm of a mech ball. Like a Titanfall.
Do you want to borrow mine, Austin? Why? I think you'll like it.
What's that?
Titanfall. I'm going to lend him Titanfall as well. I think you'd like it.
Alright.
You would like it.
I'll play Titanfall.
Especially the pistol that just does all the work for you.
Oh, that's what it is.
Boom, boom,
boom. Done. Mark, do you want to hit us up with another one, a fourth one? Did you get to your third one?
I'm about half way through this now.
Okay, yeah, you go.
A solitary game touting the Xbox Kinect features will be announced, and it will be rubbish.
A what game?
A solitary game touting.
A
solitaire game will be announced.
You're sitting there just moving cards around.
Mind you could play a solitaire game with Kinect.
I thought you said a salty game, you know, when you're like jizz on or something. And
a salty game.
Fucking
sea salt.
I do say that when the Kinect's on, it watches your every move. So maybe if you're on the chances and put your knob out.
Either way, one game will come out and be like, "Yeah, look how well it works."
Hey, Bill, Kinect. He's got his knob out again.
No, I reckon this is one of my predictions. I think there'll be no Kinect. Nothing to do.
Like I said, there'll be a solitary game.
Definitely
one
Kinect.
Game.
I don't think there'll be anything.
One.
Yeah,
they're canon.
It's quite obvious that Microsoft are completely giving up on it.
Because it's become the symbol of their wrong move in trying to make it into like an entertainment hub.
Do you think they could do one last hurrah?
Yeah, this would be
and it.
Do you
have a big
Kinectimals? Kinectimals 2 or something.
You don't have a Kinect.
No, I don't.
Do you have a Kinect?
Yeah, I do.
It is currently
Xbox on. That's the only thing.
It's currently wrapped in
tinfoil.
No, paper from moving.
Do you use it?
I use it.
I use it to search like Netflix and stuff like that and go to
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
But that's about all you can do.
Yeah, I don't know.
Xbox turn on.
It was always going to be a pile of shit, wasn't it? Let's be honest. It's a good
piece of tech that has no place.
It just doesn't
get games console.
It might be bigger in America where people are pretty lazy over there. No offence to American people, but
I think it's
the fitness
the right conditions.
Quite good.
If you had a massive living room and you constantly, if you had a big family and you had a lot of people around all the time, then I think it'd be quite cool to have one. Like, you know,
why?
Well, because it's a party game, isn't it?
We used to play it before getting drunk, play some Kinect games. So yeah. Just go out all sweaty and it's probably like
that's not
bad. Do you remember Rock Band we used to play before we went out?
Never got on the drums.
Everyone is playing drums.
Just to get so high on like rock music and then go to two kicks. But look, why not? That's not how you do it. Warwick, what was your. Do you want to hit us up with a fourth one? Just the next one, I think, at this point, probably.
Let's have a look. Here we go. Going to Halo 5.
Oh, God.
We've had quite a few little teaser trailers.
Okay.
I think we're either going to get some gameplay or.
You know, there's been a baby, right?
Yeah.
We know what it looks like.
You know, but like some like, you know, single, like a long, not just like trailer, you know, but like
a
trailer
campaign.
Yeah, exactly. Or a long kind of 3-minute story trailer.
Or maybe some single player gameplay, like a 10-minute single player gameplay demo.
It is sort of difficult doing big announcements if people have played the beta. Like making a big thing of it when people
haven't
played
any
the
single
actual
player.
Game.
I think a single player level playthrough.
Are you going to get that day release? I'm sure you will.
No,
I hate Halo. I'm definitely not going to get that.
I'll definitely get it.
I've been so disappointed with the Master Chief Collection. All the
Mind
fucking
you,
server
yeah,
issues.
How buggy is the multiplayer?
Me and Tom, we're doing another. We did a Let's Play last weekend. It's still really glitchy. You can't do anything. I was in a tank. Shooting things, and he's like,
"Never very good at Halo, Serge."
Sorry, yeah.
Don't even say it.
Retired, undefeated.
I was like, that's it, I'm never doing that again. I was like, what?
That's it, retired, undefeated from
Halo 2, wasn't it? Yeah.
No, it was Halo 3.
It was, yeah.
We played on Zanzibar.
Yeah.
And I smashed you.
Right. No, didn't you beat me by 3?
Absolutely. Yeah, I smashed you.
And then played Halo.
With 3. We played to 4. I smashed you.
No, you beat me by 3 kills.
I can't remember which predictions I've said now and which ones I haven't. What are we on? 4?
Probably four.
Some of us have already given them in other people.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll catch up in just a second. We're going to have a quick break and then we'll come back right after this.
A word from announcers.
Hello and welcome back. We're going through our E3 predictions for 2015. How far did we get to? We've done that four or five. Go.
Get off
Facebook!
But my prediction list is on Facebook.
Okay,
that's right. He forgot it, so he had to get his missus to take pictures of it.
This one could potentially be my ridiculous one, but I'm going to put it here.
Okay.
From Software, I'm going to announce Dark Souls 3.
It's not bad.
Or Demon Souls 2.
Oh.
Either way, they're going to be working on something.
I think Dark Souls 3 is absolutely inevitable.
Yeah, it's going to be Dark Souls 3.
Mm-hmm.
Why did they ever make a Demon Souls 2? Did that kind of just then turn into Dark Souls 1?
I think so, but I don't really know.
I think that's probably
what. They could possibly do a Demon Souls 2, though. It doesn't tie into Dark Souls in any story kind of way.
This is a bit unrelated. When's Titan Souls?
20%.
When's it out?
2 days. Okay. Tuesday. Oh, I'm so excited.
Because I might buy it in the States because it's cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Have you pre-ordered it?
No, I was just going to buy it on the PS4 store for like, it's only 12. Or it'll be $11.99.
Oh, I was going to get it on the Vita. But when I'm in America, I can get a cheap copy.
Crossplay. Mm. It's on the PS4. I'm pretty sure it's crossplay.
Yeah. Move. Product placement.
I think Dark Souls 3 is probably more likely than Demon Souls 2.
I think that's a good shout. I think that's second.
Would you buy it?
Yeah,
it's an expensive.
I'm probably going to buy Dark Souls 2 remastered.
He did tell me that.
I've been going in and out of game shots this weekend, and I've almost bought it. But I want to finish Bloodborne first.
I'm going to go in and get you barred. So you can't buy physical discs.
Behind the counter.
Text Rob.
Do not serve this man if he's trying to buy Dark Souls.
I wouldn't buy it from that shop anyway. It's 45 quid. It's only 35
quid.
Is it Argos?
Say, is it a national game shop?
Yeah. I'll buy 45 quid at a national game shop.
When you're done with yours, I'll buy your copy for 20 quid.
Of what?
Bloodborne.
I'm going to keep my copy of Bloodborne.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how long I've played for. Shall I move on to one of mine? Mass Effect 4 will be announced, and I nearly wrote down Mass Effect Trilogy will also be announced.
Matt's just got a load of stuff that's already been announced. They'll make a bigger deal out of it at E3.
There was more to this thing, but I just
wrote
that one thing. No, they'll tease Mass Effect 4
right
with a teaser trailer, and then they'll announce Mass Effect Trilogy remastered for PS4 and Xbox One.
Okay,
you buy that, I reckon.
Oh, considering I've only played half of the first one, probably.
You only played a little bit of the first one.
First one's probably the best one.
And I've got stuff on.
Not in terms of gameplay, but in terms of content and stuff.
The
it's much more of an RPG. The second one was so watered down. And the third one was even more watered down. The
combat was switched to more action.
Yeah, the third one was pretty much a third-person shooter.
I didn't like the combat that much in the first Mass Effect.
No, the first one it was clunky.
Really?
Clunky.
Did you have it?
But,
have you got it? Did you finish it?
The trailer for the second one I watched loads of times with Martin Sheen in, and it was like an epic
Martin Sheen
trailer, and it was amazing. And then
he's got tiger blood just like his son Charlie. Mass Effect 4, come on Barry, take us away. Come on, what you got?
All of mine are now really terrible.
Well, I didn't want to say that about your first lot, but
some of them I copied off you, so you know what's that. I don't know if this is a bit of a stretch as well, but that Zelda will be pushed to the NX.
Yeah, it's I think what Glenn said will happen. That.
If Glenn says something, I definitely...
No, it'll be like Twilight Princess. We've already spoken about this.
I don't think it will, because they said they pretty much said they're going back to the drawing board.
But they had it on a Wii U, at the thing.
Yeah, I know, but that was easy
to do, like,
they will definitely...
Yeah, but that was before
they will have so much they'll have so much backlash if...
I don't care. I think Nintendo... I'd like
to think they do care.
Nintendo play by their own rules, they don't listen to anyone.
They do,
I'd like to think they do care.
It's fucking cowboys.
it's falling in two camps. They either want to keep it so that it will sell Wii U consoles, because it will, because that's when I'm going to buy a Wii U, or they'll push it and go...
I'm not so sure that they will put it on both, because I think whatever they're doing to it means it will only be able to run on their new console.
Zelda will definitely be out on Wii U.
I'm not convinced it will. I'm not convinced.
Definitely.
Maybe do like a GTA 5, do it like that, and then add in...
First person.
I reckon they've got another trick on selling the Wii U, and I reckon that my prediction is Metroid. I still believe that there is a new Metroid coming out, mm-hmm. and that will be what they're hoping will shift their Wii U's.
We know that Star Fox will be at E3. They've already said that. Mm-hmm. You'll be able to play it. What?
Is that one of
the all I could think about was the honest trailer. All I could think about was Star Fox.
Reminding Fox the painful memory of his dead father. Just like your father used to do it. Your father would be so proud of you. Reminds me of your father.
Yeah, I agree with Mark on this one. I don't think Zelda's coming out on the Wii U at all.
It will.
I don't think.
Have faith, everybody.
I wouldn't be that bothered, to be honest, now.
My
Wii U's kind of just been sat collecting dust for God knows how long. I think it's died already.
Hey, starting Majora's Mask in a couple of days. Got it all ready to go.
I haven't finished that. I would argue that Link Between Worlds is better than Majora's Mask.
I would shoot you for arguing that if I have a gun. I don't own a gun.
Go to America, buy a gun, come back.
Yeah.
How would I get it over on the plane?
Send it home to yourself.
Away.
Check it in.
Post it, UPS.
You don't understand, lady. I want to check this gun in. Sorry, you still cannot take that plane. No, no, I want to check it. Look, I'll keep the bullets. You can take the gun. Okay. Yeah? Anything else you want to say about that? Wait.
Well, we're on... Well, no, I'm skipping ahead. So carry on. Yep.
Mark, do you want to do one? And then, Mark, we haven't heard from you anyway. You've been very quiet.
This is kind of a vague prediction, and it's also a reused one because I used it at Christmas, but I think it's definitely going to happen at E3.
You've reused one from Christmas?
From the Christmas podcast, because it's a prediction for the year and it will come to fruition at E3, and that is a game will be announced claiming to change multiplayer forever, and it won't. Every E3, this will change multiplayer the way you've never seen it before, and then it doesn't.
We're going back to Destiny matches. That's what happened.
Destiny was one of the games, but I mean, loads of games are claimed to do it, and then.
But maybe The Division will actually change the way.
Will it?
It will be a cooperative. 2016.
Yeah, but they say change it. How can you change it? They're going to say, it's going to be a really cooperative multiplayer. Because no one's ever done that before.
Oh my god,
you can just like drop in, drop out. Everyone's fucking got that. My internet connection drops in and drops out. I'm joining and leaving games all the time.
Destiny's.
Do we have to talk about it?
No.
Let's not.
I don't think we've got time. We've got another like five predictions.
Yeah, we do. Okay, fair enough. Warwick, you take us away with one.
Dishonored 2?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Did anyone else have that? Did you have that?
What was that?
Dishonored 2.
Yeah, that's a very good
show.
No, I didn't
have
it. That'll
be part of
Bethesda's.
They're going to steal the show, aren't they, this year?
I nearly wrote down Elder Scrolls 6.
Yeah.
Exactly. They're going to like. That's going to
show everything they've got.
They're going to annihilate.
They're
just going to. By the way,
we're
still.
Oh, with Bethesda.
Yeah, it's basically going to be, right, let's start off with Fallout 4, or they might even save that to the end, but it's going to be Doom, Elder Scrolls, Fallout, maybe a new Wolfenstein. They're just going to, maybe Evil Within, something to do with that, maybe.
I don't know if they're finished with Fallout 4, because it's just so anticipated, and everyone knows, and go, come on, let's do it already.
They'll tell you at the end. And they'll do like an encore. See you later. Lights dim. Only joking.
Come back out.
I'm fucking joking. Here we are.
I don't know why it's from Bristol.
Only joking, you fucking bastard. Have some apples.
I don't know why it's from Bristol. I just love the West Country accent. It's funny.
Is that your prediction? Some Bristolian.
Some Bristolian.
Some cider.
What a Fallout 4, did you?
Shooting some six
shooters. You made cider. There's a fucking apple over there.
A cider.
Oh, God. It wasn't one of my predictions.
The apples.
Apple simulator.
I've got one of my
cider simulator.
One of my good friends is from Bristol, and I just love him to bits. Whenever I see him, I go, "You're right, me." Just have this like intro that we do to each other. It's really fun. Do you know Dave? Remember Dave? I used to live with Dave Long.
No,
Dave Bristol. Dave.
No,
I lived with him.
Yeah,
came to Stag Do. Cider Man. He really lived up to the whole. Hey, Cider Man. Do you remember Cider Man?
Oh,
Cider Man.
He was like Cider Man. Just loves his cider. Okay, friend. Right, Paul, come on to another.
Do you want another one?
Yeah, come on. Okay, I'll do one.
List out. Oh, while we're still kind of on the subject of Nintendo, F-Zero is also going to get announced.
Yeah, I think that's pretty imminent. Yep, I agree with that. That was going to be one of mine.
Yeah. I think they need to start bringing their big guns out, don't they, really?
I think Nintendo have learnt a lot the last 18 months. I think they've learned some pretty steep learning curves. I think they're starting to realise they can't just rely on a brand. Like, they've got to be that's a good learning curve, you know. Mm. All of a sudden it's like, wow, do you know what, actually there's a lot of we're missing a lot of revenue here from things that we don't invest time and money into, and we should have our games on mobile phones, because the amount
I'm wondering if actually the whole Nintendo thing, like, they'll do fuck all on the Wii U and most of it will be for this new console. They won't reveal the new console yet, but I reckon a lot of it will be watch out for our new console.
F-Zero MX. This is what's coming.
Mario Kart MX, Star Fox MX. It wouldn't surprise me at all if they did it like that, to be honest.
So I'm just going to jump in while we're on a Nintendo.
Yeah, go for it. These.
With a Mario Kart and no Mario game announcement of some sort as well.
Yeah, that's good.
But check. Also, whether it would be. Is it NX or MX?
MX.
No, N.
I thought it was MX.
No, it's NX.
NX.
Norman X-Ray. Yeah. NX.
Okay.
Yeah, they'll announce like a new
I nearly wrote down Super Mario Galaxy 3 to be announced. I think we're overdue for a new Mario game, so I think that will definitely happen.
Is it Galaxy 3? Yeah.
Yeah, Galaxy 3. That's probably a good chance.
Although Nintendo aren't actually at E3, so.
Well, they'll have their direct.
They still have stuff on the show floor, don't they?
They still have stuff on the show floor, don't they? They just don't.
That's
have
the game. I was just when you were saying about a game that's going to change multiplayer.
Don't claim one's going to do it.
A magazine that shall not be named has Splatoon as its front cover, and it's going to change multiplayer.
Hey, do you know what? Apparently, it's going to be quite. Buy that Twin Double Fine. What's all that?
That's changing multiplayer.
I just want to go back to the Bethesda thing, because I forgot, one of my predictions was that with Bethesda's conference, they will reveal a big new IP. So we'll get something completely new from them. They're very good at taking over old... Well, they've done really well with taking over Fallout. So I was wondering if there was a game... I didn't think of any to write down, but I was thinking if there's an old game that would do well by having the sort of by having them sort of overhaul it and making it like Fallout and Elder Scrolls,
Command and Conquer, something like that, something obscure like that, turning Command and Conquer.
I think so. I was thinking maybe something RTS more sort of Middle Eastern and sort of something more sort of like real and up to date. But then I thought Far Cry pretty much covers quite a lot of that, because Far Cry is very similar to.
That's going to be one I predicted.
Yeah. But it's very similar. But I thought maybe something completely new, and I thought a thing. I had Dungeon Keeper in my head.
Well, the old PC. Oh.
Yeah.
Is that EA own that now? Yeah, don't EA own that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's why they did the iPad game.
Apparently, they're redoing that.
So they should. There's
a new one coming
out.
They're redoing it.
So much.
That was one of mine. Sorry. Yeah. Moving left. You did. Martin.
Next one.
They're all wild cards.
Yeah. None of them are going to happen. It's just what pops into my head. Okay, what should I go with? You kind of covered it with Red Dead, but I think Rockstar, if it's not Red Dead, it'll be a sequel rather than an IP.
Okay.
If you see?
Red Dead 2.
I think that's the likeliest. I think it'll be sequel rather than original.
Yeah,
I know. Okay, latest next Call of Duty will be historical.
And change multiplayer.
It definitely won't. There's one thing it won't do, is that.
They've already announced Black Ops 3, haven't they?
They have. Yeah. World at War 2.
Oh,
that would actually be a bit of a breath of fresh air.
I'd like to go back to World War 2.
Yeah, I think it would be good. Because Wolfenstein did it and it worked.
That's probably
It's not bad, actually. It's not. Actually, is it a World of Call nowadays? Trial. It's Trial. Was it? Trial. Yeah. Well, the next one will be Treyarch, then it'll be Infinity Ward, then it'll be Sledgehammer again, I guess. So yeah, the next one will be Treyarch, then it'll be Infinity Ward, then it'll be Sledgehammer again, I guess. I think they should start going back.
Because they've done Future, they tried copying Titanfall and it didn't work. Just go back, because World at War was so
it
good.
Was just a bit of a half-ass attempt to copy Titanfall. It either was. Do it and do it better, or don't bother doing it at all. And yeah. It didn't really... Well, so an exosuit
World
to make
War
jump
was like, just unbelievable.
Totally agree.
They need to go back to that and just keep it really simple again.
Keep the Sutherland, the voice of the character.
Yeah. Let's keep moving around quickly. Warwick?
I had on my list... I'm waiting for the next Hitman.
Oh, good shout.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Good shout. Mm.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's.
You played Hitman Go?
Yes.
It's really
good.
Is it?
That's good.
Yeah.
I think it was that good.
Do you not like
it? No, I really hated it.
You don't like anything.
No, I like the Hitman franchise. I played Hitman Go. And I was like, I don't know, it just felt really stupid and easy. Maybe it was just too easy.
They could do a tie in with the release, not of the film, but. Like the film's out, and now there's a new Hitman game. That's good.
People were shocking.
I've only got one.
Have you seen the trailer for the new one?
No, not yet.
Looks good.
Looks good.
Two. Sorry,
you got two more. Would you want to?
I've got two. Yeah.
You got two as well. How many have you got left?
Is they're getting slim?
I've got 1, 2, 3. 4, 5 left.
Let's bring it back to me.
Shall I do two and then we'll continue going around. Right. The Last of Us 2 wraps up Sony's conference.
The Last of Us 2? Oh, The Last of Us 2.
Yeah. So at the end of Sony's conference, they finish on The Last of Us 2.
Do they come out going, hey, like,
Arr, The Last of Us 2! You thought you'd say The Last of Me on the Thursday and fucking happened?
What happens? Comes out again.
Fucking
just throwing them out. Microsoft gave all their press a console. They went, have some apples.
Just people were so shocked at like Last of Us 2 being hit with apples.
Can you build upon that at all? Do you think it'll be Ellie again?
I think it'll be an older Ellie. I think Joel, but I think Ellie will be in it. We broke some news on the site about 4 months ago that there was an older Ellie leaked of an older Ellie that was concept art for Last of Us 2. So I hope it's completely. I'd like to see new characters.
I would.
Yep.
I wonder if it's going to be based on new characters, but she somewhere shows up.
Yeah.
Because if it's going to be about a cure and that again, she's going to be referenced, I'm guessing.
Yes, she's the villain.
Is that just saying it to be controversial?
Right, I'm going to quickly move on to another one because we need to keep moving on and get onto the wild cards. There is a heavy VR presence from Sony and Microsoft.
Wow, that's vague.
Yeah. Well, what I mean is, okay, let me.
There will be VR at E3.
VR steals the show.
Sony, not
they completely
sure
steal the show.
Because I got an email about like Project Morpheus going to be more info coming and stuff like that. From Sony.
I didn't get that.
But that's been at like every major. Yeah, but this is
when they'll be on the show floor. You can play them.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that.
Okay,
is.
Shut up. You can play them on the show
floor.
You
got the email as well. We just put it on.
Play them on the show floor and games. The really announcing games that will be on them.
The problem
within the next year they'll be out.
VR is. I don't see anything working other than a first person shooter.
Porn.
RPG. I don't think Sony are gonna.
Yeah, RPGs.
They might do.
But I think the taking you out of the whole point of VR is it's you're the person.
They work better for horror games.
RPGs.
So first person RPG, yeah.
Yeah.
But if it ever went into third person, it would just.
I think it would work.
No. Guys, I'm going to cut us off. We've got 10 minutes left. Let's keep going around.
Are we just like? Is it free for all now?
Just shout them out.
Xbox Slim announced.
I had PS4 Slim announced.
Boom.
I think the Xbox needs the diet more than PS4 does. Okay.
A bigger hard drive for both of them?
Oh.
Because the PlayStation 500 gig is oh no,
you can upgrade PS4, but you can't Xbox, so maybe Xbox.
No, but you can do the USB.
You can. Yeah, you can do it. Yeah. That's good. Warwick,
Ratchet and Clank.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously.
That's, yeah, I can do that.
Paul? I think there is going to be a fuck, what was it?
Oh god, that's an interesting
one. Is that porn?
Yeah, that's what it is.
We'll hold you to that prediction.
No, I actually just thought of it just now because it wasn't on my list. But I'm going to have to forget
an obvious one. Rainbow Six will win loads of best of E3 awards.
Rainbow Six Siege, or is that what you mean?
Or what? The other
Rainbow Six. I was thinking of Tom Clancy's The Division.
Oh, that was it.
That's not coming out.
Konami will have their little thing, and Silent Hills will be nowhere to be seen, because I think that game is dead in the water. Because everything that what's his face, Del Toro starts.
Oh,
but well, most things that he starts, he never finishes. Well, and Kojima's leaving Kojima, as well.
Yeah,
so.
He's gone, and they've taken his name off all of Metal Gear Solid 5 stuff.
Yeah,
which I think is really bad.
Have they? So, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they've taken his name off.
Unless they try and start it up again themselves in house, but unless they get Team Silent to do it, couldn't give a fuck about it, to be honest. Really gutted about that as well.
Yeah, quick,
so
keep
my
going.
My last one was
hide the wild card, not the wild card. Keep going.
Go. Wild card.
Was the really boring one, but all the consoles are going to get price drop. And
okay.
The Vita.
Yeah, that's
they can't even go lower. The Xbox is like what, 250 quid or something.
I had Assassin's Creed Victory. I know that it's been announced, and there'll be. No, I was thinking actually we'd have like a 10-minute walkthrough. So someone come on stage and play through it.
Yeah,
because
they've done that for all of, like they did that for Black Flag.
Yeah,
they did that for
Unity as well.
Wow, bold prediction, man.
Right, I've got a wild card left now. Anyone got any that left?
I said Gears of War 4. I had Gears of War 4 teaser, but I think we talked about earlier.
Yeah, we talked about
Watch Dogs 2 is going to get announced as well.
Oh, yeah. Fuck off. Okay.
And what?
With fantastic graphics, which won't end up looking like the final game.
Which is going to come out right now. This is when we want to release it, but fuck that.
Does that game change multiplayer forever?
Right, let's move on to the wild cards.
Multiplayer.
Let's move on to the wild cards. Right, these are the predictions that we think have probably got no chance of happening, but it'd be nice to see them or whatever. So we've got one wild card each. Warwick, would you like to share your wild card?
I predict mine at Christmas. I think it was my wild card back then, and I'm bringing it back out with E3 around the corner. I think we're finally going to see Destiny, the full game. I mean, there's a high chance that they're going to give us a release date.
Oh, God. Paul, what did you have?
Bloodborne 2 will be announced, and the subtitle will be, "This one definitely does make fucking sense."
I had Valve announces the Pink Box, sequel to the Orange Box, which contains Half-Life 3, Team Fortress 3, Portal 3, and Left 4 Dead 3.
The pink and a fleshlight or something.
The Pink Box also got like a vagina on it.
Well, like, why was it called the Orange Box before?
Because their logo is orange.
Totally just made sense, mate.
Why was it being called the Pink Box?
What? You just picked
why the Pink Box?
Because it comes with a...
He just
what's
picked
that?
A colour.
Okay.
Got it. Mark?
Oh, mine's absolutely ridiculous. I didn't think I was supposed to be like semi-plausible wild cards.
I don't think the Pink Box is plausible.
So I went with Sony and Microsoft are going to combine and make a single console. Which is never ever going to happen. And I was like, that's a wild card right there.
Could you imagine an argument about it as well? Hey, we're going to call it this. You are not!
That'd be like the Lib Dems and Conservative joining
control life for PS4. A coalition console.
You know what it'd be called? The Playbox or the X Station?
X Station.
They both sound a bit dodgy, don't they?
The Playbox exclusive with the Pink Box.
The X Station.
The X Station.
The Playbox. They do both sound a bit dodgy, don't they?
Mark. Do you want to just make one up because you said
grounders?
Well, I think it's going to be what I went with at Christmas. They will release eventually this Avengers Horde mode game. It's like it's up here.
You spoke about this.
All we need,
make it yourself.
All we need is the money
and
the programming talent to just extract what I have in here, and it would make fucking billions. It would make more than the GDP of most countries. It's just that good, and if you time it with the release of a new Avengers film, kids, adults, you'll get grannies like, oh, I've just heard about this Avengers game, I'm going to go out and buy a PlayStation just for it. And amazing, because they don't game, but it's such an incredible prospect that they just have to go out and get it.
Mm.
There isn't a choice. So that's my... And actually, that could change... Multiplayer forever.
You've got 2 weeks for the next Avengers. Sort it out.
I know. Yeah. Well, I just need a lot of money and someone who can actually
program
a game.
And get the rights.
Yeah, I'll just iron that out with Marvel.
Oh dear. You all have fun. That's all right. We've gone through everyone's, yeah?
Yep.
Yes.
Cool. So there's been some interesting things there. That's it for this podcast. We're going to finish it there, okay?
thank you for listening and watching.
This is a bit where I talk over your end, like it's going to become a tradition.
Do not do that. Do not do that.
Okay, I won't do it.
Head on over to the site, www.arcade-c.com.
I'm trying to get out really quick, so I didn't...
Thanks for listening. Podcasts go live every other...
Thursday.
Thursday.
No, thank you. Every time, right?
No, you said it earlier. You said we need to get it out on Thursday.
Remember to like and subscribe. People can listen to our podcasts on iTunes.
Podomatic.
And...
YouTube.
Good man.
All right. Redeemed.
Listen to it. Can you not watch it now on YouTube?
I was wondering what he got wrong the other day. That it's like... something else. Anyway, you can tweet us, Arcade City UK. Facebook is facebook.com/ArcadeCityUK. YouTube is youtube.com/ArcadeCityUK, where you can watch the video for this and subscribe to all our other videos. And you can email us, as always, at podcast@arcade-city.com. So we're going to say goodbye now. And
goodbye now.
Glenn.
Boddingtons.
He's not going to get that. Let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye, Glenn.